past the 30-yard line down to the 29. He needed a yard, and he got four. And he's brought down by Krzyzewski again for the Lakers.
Well, it's not taking the coaching staff very long on the Cass City sideline. We've been talking about Cathrell and Perry and Erla and Cathrell and Perry some more. And so far it's been Brandon Horn on this first drive, and for good reason. Cass City is all concerned about the other three big guns, that Brandon Horn is going straight up the gut and getting big yards.
T formation, Erla under center. It's a handoff to Cathrell around the right end. He gets out to about the 25-yard line for a four-yard gain, brought down by Hunter Seeley, the junior for Lakers. Now a second down, 6 yards to go from the edge of the red zone of the 25-yard line of Lakers.
And the more success Brandon Horn has up the middle, the more they start cheating back up the middle, and Perry and Cathrell can get to the outside. That was a small sign of it there, as he gets about 5 yards on first down, and now second and five coming up for the Redhawks.
Still no score. Kansas City on their first possession, over 4 minutes marching down the field. Erlis rolling to his left, looks to pass, and this one's underthrown a little bit. He had to slow things up, and it was intended for number 84, Cole Chippy. The junior tight end falls incomplete, underthrown. Number 54, Cody Brownell, was there to break up any type of possibility. Sets up now a third down, 6 to go.
Well, you knew the play action was coming eventually. Mason Erla, too good of a quarterback not to let him throw it once in a while. Thought they could catch Lakers off guard. They didn't. Credit the defensive end, though, on that play. Number 81, James Stork, as he did not fall for the play that went away from him. He stood his ground and got up in the air and forced Erla to pump fake, and it come down incomplete.
T formation is a handoff from Erla into the hands of Nick Perry around the left end, down to about the 21-yard line, brought down by Keegan Valentine. He's going to be shy of the first down marker by about 2 yards, which is at the 19-yard line. They're at the 21, facing a fourth and two.
Well, and this is what Cass City has been doing the first couple games. They've been moving the ball very, very well. They've get it to the far side of the field, around the red zone area, and find ways to have hiccups and stall drives. And this is a situation they've been working on hard at practice this week. Fourth and two, they got to get first downs.
Wing tee to the right, and it's a handoff to Brandon Horn. He marches through the line and is dragging a defender across the 15-yard line for a 7-yard gain. A big fourth down conversion for the Kansas City Redhawks.
Yeah, the senior Trent Cunningham makes the tackle. And the reason I bring that up, Clark, if he doesn't make the tackle, the big fullback Brandon Horn is probably celebrating with teammates right now in the end zone. So a nice tackle by him out in no man's land, because Brandon Horn had those shoulders low and he was going to truck him right over. So nice tackle by him. But a first down for the Redhawks now, with about 14 yards to pay dirt.
Still 0-0, 6:45 left in the first. Cass City at the Laker 14-yard line. And it's a handoff to the right side. Nothing going there at all, as Lakers actually going to bring in a tackle for a loss of a yard. Out of the bottom of that pile is number 6, Sawyer Cathrell, brought down by Cole Binder, a linebacker for the Lakers. He's a senior. Second and 11 coming up.
Yeah, Cole Binder's one of those guys that are filling some big shoes from some of the defensive linemen they lost last year. Not fooled there, as Cass City has run the ball right and left often, and then Brandon Horn up the middle have been the three running plays they've gone so far. They go back to Cuthrell around the right side, and there is all green jerseys. Cole Binder, obviously, the first one there to stand him up.
Second and 11. Good defensive stop by the Lakers. It's a handoff to Brandon Horn around the left side, brought down by Cole Binder again. He's down to the 12-yard line. We'll say it's a gain of 2 yards, third and 8 to go, as Cass City's offense being suddenly stopped by the Laker defense.
Well, Lakers have stepped up, made some adjustments. They're getting off the line a little bit quicker in the last two plays, and there's been no holes for Cass City. Brandon Horn made that hole himself, got a couple yards out of nothing. But it's third and 8 now. You're this close to the end zone. It's four down territory for the Redhawks, so don't look for anything crazy here. They're going to try and get 4 or 5 yards and make fourth down manageable.
Erla rolling to his right, looking to pass. This one's overthrown, trying to hit Sawyer Cathrell at the 2-yard line. And incomplete. Number 7, Keegan Valentine, in coverage. And now Cass City facing a 4th and 8 from the Laker 12-yard line.
I love the aggressive play call. The the spot was there. The ball came out too late. Mason Earle waited too long to deliver that ball. When number six, Sawyer Cuthrell, made his cut to the sideline, he was open. And give credit to number four, Cunningham was out there. He comes across the field and makes a play. But if that ball was there sooner, I think Cuthrell gets the first down.
5:17 left in the first. Mason Earle running to his right, trying to go for the first down, and he is brought down short. And it's going to be a turnover of downs, a big defensive stop for the Lakers inside the red zone. Brought down at the 8-yard line. We need to get down to the 4. And it's a 1st and 10 for the Lakers. They're actually going to spot the ball at the 6-yard line, a green and white first down.
Yeah, and Cass City rolling Mason Earle out to his right, which is he's got a lot of space there to roam. They had two deep curls right in the end zone, both covered very well by the defensive backs of Lakers. The two receivers on the left side of the field, however, never came over to the right side of the field where the play was happening. They basically eliminated themselves from the play, and Mason Earle turns it upfield but comes up a little short.
Coming out in the spread formation, Wisner in the shotgun. It's a screen pass to the right, caught by Trent Cunningham. He's at the 10, breaks free with tackle across the 15 and all the way out to the 17-yard line, brought down by Mason Earle. That's enough for a first down and 12-yard gain on the catch and carry to Trent Cunningham.
Wow, what a risky play on first down, but James Stork for Lakers is going to get all the credit as he comes up, makes a big block on Brad Hacker in defense, and that left a lot of room for Lakers to get upfield and get a first down.
First and 10, as number 34 is going to get the handoff, Hunter Seeley. He dips, dives, ducks, and everything in between and gets across the 20-yard line on the far sideline. Good enough for a 4-yard gain. 2nd and 6 brought down by Nick Perry, the sophomore.
Yeah, Nick Perry already getting in the plays on defense. Parker Hare in the area as well for Cass City. Just a little pitch play to the left in the pistol formation. Now is Wisner and Seeley.
It's another screen pass to Cunningham. This one's caught, but Cass City defense there at the line of scrimmage, pushing him back all the way, actually, in fact, to the 19-yard line. That on the tackle was number 11, Brad Hacker, the junior. Read that one from the get-go, and it's going to be a 2-yard loss, now a 3rd and 9.
Well, Lakers stacking up two receivers, one on top of the other. That's 81 and 4, Cunningham and Stork. And there's only one defensive back in coverage. Earl is back 20 yards, so they just throw this quick pass over there. That time, Hacker avoided the block and makes the tackle.
Man in motion, that's Keegan Valentine. It's a pitch to him on the left side. Tries to dive back inside, but Cass City defense swarming to the ball at the 17-yard line. Nick Perry leading the tackling. And this is going to be another yard loss, and now back to a 4th and 10 for the green and white.
Yeah, it's the super sophomore. That's Nick Perry. You know, we expected to see him make some big plays. He did on the kick return and on offense. But in this case, he's got two tackles on this drive, and now Lakers in deep in their own territory. Got to be thinking punt time.
Both teams with one possession, both teams with no score. We're 3:14 away from the end of the first. 4th and 10, maybe the spot according says 9, as number 7, Keegan Valentine, the man who does it all, is ready to punt this away. He stands at his own 7-yard line. Good snap, gets this one away. A good-looking punt goes into Kansas City territory at the 46-yard line, where it is fair caught by Sawyer Cuthrell, and Kansas City will take over on downs at their own 46-yard line. 2:57 left in this first quarter, still no score.
Excellent field position again for the Redhawks. They started on the 41 last time, starting on the 46 this time. We'll see, Clark, if they continue to do the same thing, mix Brandon Horn in a little more often because he's had some success so far in this first quarter. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Earle throw the ball on first down a little bit more often just to keep Lakers from crowding the line of scrimmage like they are right now.
And it's a handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell trying to find that right gap. Nothing going, but he pushes forward for about 2 yards out to the 48-yard line. Sets up a 2nd and 8 in their own territory, brought down by Brandon Wischlager for the Lakers. He's a junior.
So when Sawyer Cuthrell takes that run around the right side, Perry and Horn are his lead blockers, and one is trying to get him to cut up field. The other one is trying to take away the far guy so he has the opportunity to go around him and get to the sideline. So far, Cuthrell has had no choice and they've had no room to run in either spot.
T formation is a quick handoff to Brandon Horn, his first option, brought down by Keegan Valentine, but not until after midfield from the 48 all the way down to the 46-yard line. good enough for a 6-yard gain. Sets up a 3rd and 3.
Well, we shouldn't be surprised, but Keegan Valentine, 4 tackles already for Lakers. You know, he's on pace for double digits again. Heck, he might have double digits in this quarter the way he's going.
Keegan Valentine with 4 tackles on the night. 3rd and 3 to go for Cass City, now into Laker territory at the 46-yard line. Right to left across your radio, 0-0, minute 45.